Another beautiful passage in Scripture in dealing when you become discouraged, disheartened. Sometimes maybe even brought you to the point of doubting your salvation because of the pressures and the torments of life. And that happens. Things just get so bad, you just, well, I must not even be saved. Proverbs 10:25. When the whirlwind passes, storm of life, the wicked is no more, but the righteous has an everlasting foundation. Foundation of your family, foundation of your marriage, foundation of your church, foundation of your own life. Depends on it's going to survive. Let's go to Isaiah. Isaiah 28, since you're writing Isaiah 28:16. We're going to look at Isaiah 28:16. Isaiah 28:16 therefore says, the Lord God, the Lord God, behold, I am laying in Zion a stone, a tested stone, a costly cornerstone. We studied the cornerstone Sunday morning in John. A costly cornerstone for the foundation, firmly placed. He who believes in it will not be disturbed. It's a powerful passage, people. He's talking about Jesus Christ. I have laid in Zion a stone, that stone is Jesus Christ, a tested stone, costly cornerstone for the foundation. It's firmly placed. Nothing's going to take its place. That's why there's nothing else but faith in Jesus Christ. He who believes in it, and that stone, Jesus Christ, will not be disturbed. Be our stability. Let's go to Ezekiel. Ezekiel 13. Ezekiel 13. We're going to look at verse 14. Ezekiel 13, verse 14. So I shall tear down the wall which you plastered over with whitewash, and bring it down to the ground, so that its foundation is laid bare, and when it falls, you will be consumed in the midst, and you will know that I am the Lord. People, you build your church, you build your marriage, your family, you build your life on whitewashed tombstone, whitewashed stuff, and the storm comes, it's over. It doesn't have anything to stabilize it. That's why a lot of marriages end in divorce. There's just nothing to stabilize it. There's nothing to anchor it. No real foundation. Let's go to the New Testament. Luke chapter 6. Luke chapter 6. Dr. Luke. We're going to look at verse 48. Luke chapter 6, verse 48. This is a well-known passage. Songs are written about it. And as a little boy, the Baptist church, we had a song, a little song for children. Built his house. It was fun. Okay. Let's look at it. Luke chapter 6, verse 48. He is like a man building a house who dug deep and laid a foundation upon the rock. And when a flood came, the torrent burst against that house and could not shake it because it had been well built. Let me just tell you something, people. A church is going to be hit. Your marriage is going to be hit. Your life's going to be hit. If you want to have it, be able to withstand it, it's the foundation. They come back at the church of Sardis at this wake-up call. They still got this foundation. That's what you can build on. Now look what it says. Because it had been well built. Now look at verse 49. But, contrast. The one who has heard and has not acted accordingly is like a man who built a house upon the ground without any foundation. I'm not a carpenter, but I know that much. You've got to have a foundation. Okay. Without any foundation. And a torrent burst and the torrent burst against it. And immediately, note the word, immediately, it collapsed. And the ruin of that house was great. Now, there's a lot going on in the spiritual warfare here. We won't study that at this point. We'll just take the analogy, the parable, the concept that is being presented here. And that's why I can't believe our marriage ended so easily, so quickly. I can't believe it just happened so quickly. It had no foundation. I can't believe that this happened so quickly. It had no foundation. It wasn't anchored. And it's a shock sometime to realize that your life just didn't have that foundation. That your marriage didn't. That your church didn't. So you got to have that. One more passage on this point. 1 Corinthians 3. 1 Corinthians 3. We're going to read verses 10 through 12. 1 Corinthians 3. We'll start reading at verse 10. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 10. I want to do 1 Corinthians. I really do. I don't know how I'm going to work it in, but it's such a wonderful book. 1 and 2 Corinthians, really it's hard to outline. 2 Corinthians especially, it's the most difficult book in the Bible to outline. So when you've done an outline, you take your subjects and you follow through the transitions and all. Revelation is very easy to outline. But not for 2 Corinthians. Paul just seems to just be talking like we might in a letter. Oh yeah, I forgot to mention this. And then you come back down, and then he just jumps from one thing to another. It's almost like he's sitting there.